Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dev Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. Well, all right, everybody. Hello, everybody that's listening out there. We'd like to welcome everybody that's listening in tonight with Chaos Blog Talk Radio, everybody over in England and Germany and the Bahamas, and right here in the United States, and everybody that belongs to PTC, Praise Tabernacle Church. We greet you in the name of Jesus. I'm your host, Elder Richard Lee Taylor, and on behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and Lady Zachary, we'd like to welcome everyone into our Tuesday night Bible study. We have a great speaker tonight, one of our evangelists on our leadership team. She's a great speaker. I told her I can listen to her talk all the time. You know, she's real, has a calming spirit about her when she teaches and preaches the word of God, and that's what I really like when she speaks. You know, and I'd like to thank Elder Oliver on behalf of Chaos Block Talk Radio tonight. And everybody that's listening, if Bishop is listening, Lady Zachary listening, and everyone, Elder Bluett, everyone that's on the panel that could be listening tonight or tuning in, we just want to say welcome. Again, my name is Richard Taylor, Elder Taylor. I'll be your host tonight on behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and Lady Zachary of Praise Tabernacle Church. And we greet you again. And we just want to do a quick prayer before we get into the service. Evangelist Stan, right after the prayer of returning, it will be in your hands. The Lord, we thank you right now. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your holy name. We thank you in your matchless name, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're going to do. We pray that your word will have free course tonight, that it enter into the ear gates of the people, Lord God, and that it would do what it is sent to do, Lord God, that it touch everyone that is listening, whether it be by telephone or on Chaos Block Talk Radio, wherever they are listening from tonight, Lord God, wherever they are, whatever time frame they're in, where they're at, Lord God, that you would touch them, move by your Holy Ghost power in their life, strengthen them, Lord God, revive them, renew them, restore them, Lord God. You know what they need. You know what they need better than we do, Lord God. So touch them, meet their needs where they're at, Lord God. And we thank you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Evangelist Stanton, it's in your hands now.
Thank you, Elder Taylor. I appreciate you, sir. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. We are so excited and so glad that you decided to join us tonight for our Tuesday night Bible study. I'm going to put Elder Oliver on tonight. I'm going to give you a set of scriptures, but I'm going to actually start somewhere else in the Bible. But I want you to get your pencils, your paper, and your Bible. And I want you to kind of bookmark and put your hand at Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. But I'm going to be going through starting and beginning with Genesis. I'm not going to actually read these chapters, but I'm going to be telling a story out of Genesis. And we're going to be going with Genesis chapter 37. The story is going to come from chapter 37, chapter 39, chapter 40, and chapter 41. So I want you to bookmark Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31. And then you can also bookmark, because I do encourage you to read the Word of God. So I would like for you to read the story that I am going to tell out of Genesis chapter 37, chapter 39, chapter 40, and chapter 41. And I had one title for tonight, but I actually did change it. Tonight, our title of our Bible study lesson is going to be Tired and Tried While Waiting on God. Tired and Tried While Waiting on God. If the truth be told, most of us don't like waiting. Waiting can be a frustrating experience. Waiting can be very hard. It can be very difficult to wait for things to improve, for things to change, for things to reverse. It can be very difficult. Have you ever found yourself getting tired while you were waiting on God? Do you maybe ever feel like God was not going to respond to your request, to your prayer, to your groaning, to your utterance situation? I mean, a lot of people, they don't even want to wait for their food to be cooked. I mean, that's why we have fast food restaurants, because people don't want to wait. That's why we have the microwave. You know, we have the microwave, because you can put it in the microwave and in a matter of minutes it can be ready. You don't want to wait. People don't want to wait at a light. Have you ever found yourself being behind a car at a light and the light turns green and you honk the horn even though it's only been a second?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to wait.
That's right.
Me, Elder.
That's right.
Me too. Me too. I have too. What happens is we think because God is silent, nothing is happening. But I beg to differ. When God is silent, it's not that he's still. It's not that there's nothing happening. It's that God is working on your behalf. You just can't see it. Some examples tonight of waiting scriptures, and I just wanted to kind of give you two examples of waiting scriptures really before we get into this lesson. Psalm 130. The division of Psalm 130, verse 5 through 6. It says, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. I have another one. Out of Psalms 27, verses 13 and 14. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So what does it mean for us to wait on the Lord? Waiting on the Lord means to not go outside of God to resolve your issue.
I want to say that one more time.
Waiting on the Lord means to not go outside of God to resolve your issue. Have you ever found yourself there where you feel like, okay, God is taking a little bit longer than I am. I need to do this or I need to do that. I want to encourage you. If you go outside of God to make it happen apart from God, you delay God in his intervention.
Right.
Did you get If you go outside of God to make it happen apart from God, you delay God in his intervention. And you end up, you may even end up finding yourself complaining about what God isn't doing. Start to complain about what's going on instead of worshiping. Obey God as you wait. Don't go outside of the will of God. When you are tempted to complain about the waiting, that is an invitation to worship. Mm. When you are to complain about the waiting, that's an invitation to read and study the Word of God. When you are tempted to complain about the waiting, that's an invitation to pray. I'm going to get to our story. I just want to kind of get this set up. I just want to be real. I want us to be real on tonight about what we do in our times of waiting on God, not just in the store, in the line, or not just at the red light, or not just at the microwave. But what if you've been waiting on God to bring some things to pass that you know and you feel God has promised that he was going to bring those things to pass, but you're still waiting on them? What about those things? What about those things you have been hoping for and praying about and trusting and believing God for, and you are still waiting? So I wrote, this raises the question, what is God doing while you are waiting? And I have two things I want to look at. Number one, preparing something that is bigger than you. Preparing something that is bigger than you. And number two, where he's sending you, he has got to get you ready. Where he is sending you, he has got to get you ready. So I talked about I wanted to go into Genesis. I wanted to tell you a story out of Genesis. And I thought about somebody in the Bible. There's multiple people in the Bible. But I thought about the life of Joseph. I thought I'd look at this person in the Bible as an illustration of being prepared for something bigger than you and the person being prepared. So Joseph, you have got to read Genesis 37, 39, 40, 41. It's a very, very great story. Joseph is a young man that was born to his father late in his years. His father's name is Israel, and he loved Joseph more than all of his children. He made Joseph a coat of many colors. And
right.
He caused his brothers to hate him. And Joseph was also a dreamer. So he tells his brothers, God had a plan for Joseph's life, but Joseph just didn't see how God was going to bring him to that expected end. And in his dream, he saw that he was going to be over his brothers, and they didn't like that fact. So this was a bigger purpose for Joseph. Well, if we continue to look at his life, his brothers were jealous of his coat of many colors his father made, and they didn't like the fact of his dream. So his brothers had devised a plan to kill Joseph at first.
Okay, that's right.
They were going to kill him, but the oldest brother, you know, kind of changed his mind and said, no, let's not kill him, so let's put him into a pit. And they threw Joseph into a pit. And then later on, we found out that he gets sold into slavery. He then ends up in Potiphar's house later on, and things were going pretty
right.
well at first. But then he was accused of rape. Now,
right.
mind you, this is a young man who saw a dream, saw something huge, but didn't know how God was going to bring it about. So he was accused of rape, and even though he didn't commit the rape, he was thrown into jail. And while he was in jail, he gave an interpretation of a dream to Pharaoh's butler and Pharaoh's baker. And
right.
when they left, Joseph said, please don't forget about me. You know, tell Pharaoh about me. But they forgot. They forgot. So think about it. Think about things that you've been going through. You've been on a road and all hell seems to break loose in your life, and you got an eviction notice or you got a foreclosure notice and you're going through, but yet you're still waiting on God. So now in this story, the baker actually gets hanged and the butler forgets. So Joseph stays in jail for a couple of more years. But then we go on to see that one day the butler remembers that there was this kid in jail that did a dream interpretation, and Pharaoh needed a dream interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, Joseph ends up doing the interpretation and finding favor with Pharaoh,
right.
and Pharaoh making him second in command. Now, here it is. God still had his hand on Joseph's life while Joseph was waiting. Through the trials of his life, I'm sure it was miserable while he was waiting on God.
Oh, yeah.
God was preparing him. God was testing him in that time to get him ready for something bigger than himself. I want to encourage you tonight. There may be some things that you've been waiting on, but God is preparing you for something bigger than you. I wrote down, the word of the Lord tested Joseph. What is a test? A test is an adverse circumstance that God allows to come into your life for your spiritual development. God had to take him deeper because of the position that Joseph was going to hold. The test that we have in our lives takes us deeper and further. See, it's easy to worship when nothing is going wrong.
All right.
It's easy to when you have plenty of money in the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to worship when the rent or the mortgage is paid. It's easy to worship when our health is great. It's easy to worship when the tree is full. But can you worship when you've been forced done? Can you worship when the eviction notice is coming? Can you worship when the bank account is overdrawn? Can you worship when health is not 100? Can you worship when your family talks about you and turn their back on you? Can you worship during those times, or do you find yourself complaining while you're waiting on God? Like I said, in the end, we find that Joseph becomes second in command. And I wrote this down. Joseph can say this to his family. You sold me, but God sent me. You sold me, but God sent me. What is your thing in front, but God sent you? You may have doubted me, but God sent me. You may have talked about me, but God sent me. Ella, do you have anything you want to say before we go on?
This is very good, Evangelist Stanton. You know, one of the scriptures that, you know, you're talking about Joseph and the tribulations that he went through to get to where God had a plan for him, because God wanted to prove that Joseph was able to do what God needed him to do. And that's how we find ourselves in today's world. You know, when we're going through, can God trust us as we go through? Can he still trust us to pray, like you said? Can he still trust us to have the faith and the courage to continue to press on as we go through, when the bank account is overdrawn, when we got an eviction notice, when the car is broken down, when family members is all over talking about you and so much is going on in your life, when they give you a layoff notice in 2 weeks from your job and you don't know what you're going to do? Can we still push and pray and praise to continue to go on to what God has planned for us? And, you know, the one scripture that stands out is that tribulation in Romans 5:3, that tribulations worketh patience.
Come on now.
Tribulation worketh patience.
Yeah.
And so we have to have you hear the old saying, the patience of Job. Well, that, you know, that's what we have to have, you know, because he's the epitome. I would think that he would be the epitome of what patience looks like. Patience represents when you're going through something, you know. Great lesson tonight on patience and trusting God when you still going through, because when you start doing things in your flesh, now you're in the way,
right?
And now you can make things worse, that you can prolong the process. Just go through it, get out the way, and just go through whatever it is, so that, and it's going to build tribulation. It's going to build your patience. It's going to make you stronger, you know. And so we have to learn how to deal, like Paul said, I've learned to be a base, and I've learned to be a bound. I know what to be up. I still know how to operate in whatever state that I find myself in. So that's where we got to be. We still have to be able to operate in the things of God and what he's calling us to do and what he's working out on our behalf, whether we up or whether we down.
Amen. Because our go-to, because you have to think about, what is your go-to? Is your go-to to complain? I mean, for real, is your go-to to complain? Do you find yourself complaining a lot? You know, oh, I'm tired. Or, I mean, I had to catch myself a couple of days ago at work. You know, I was walking in the hall at work, and I said, "Oh, I'm just tired." I mean, even in that, I have to be careful because I'm giving life to words. And there's power in what you allow to come out of your mouth. So I begin to say that I for renewing my strength, you know, because that was my go-to at that time. And I was like, oh, God, wait a minute. I had to stop myself. And how I really came to this lesson tonight, because I really want people to think about what is their go-to. What do you really go to? What really does come out of your mouth, you know, while you're waiting, you know, while you wait on that transition to happen? And see, you don't know what God is going to use to bring you to your bigger and greater place. See, I'm sure when Joseph had that dream, he wasn't thinking about he was going to be put into a pit. He was by his brother. He was going to be sold.
Right.
That, you know, they wanted to kill him to actually take his life. I'm sure he wasn't about that. Think about all the things he went to, accused of raping somebody he did not rape just because he had to go to the bathroom.
Right.
raping somebody, you know, getting put in jail. I'm sure he wasn't thinking about going through all that. So if you're going through some right now, instead of cursing it,
come on.
What you need to do is ask God, what is it that he wants you to get out of this? See,
that's good.
One thing I noticed in these chapters of 37, 39, 40, 41, there was a verse, it came up often. It said, but the Lord was with Joseph. And I encourage you on tonight. But the Lord is with you. This did not catch God by surprise.
Right.
Addiction didn't catch God by surprise. The foreclosure did. Your bank account being overdrawn. But the Lord is with you. God is going to bring you through this. There is something working that is greater and bigger that he's getting you to. What this is doing is strengthening you, hopefully, because you're running to God with worship, you're running to God in prayer, and you're running to God by reading and studying the Word to give you that comfort, to give you that peace while you are waiting on God. And that brought us and brought me to our scripture for tonight out of Isaiah 31. And my question I came up with is, how do you know when you are waiting on God and God is still with you? How do you know when you are waiting on God and God is still with you? Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. It reads, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be as weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
All right.
That is very encouraging scripture.
Yes, it is.
Very encouraging. In other words, at the beginning, it's like, where are you, God?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? And the response is, have you not known? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, he faints not. He sleeps
right.
not. He is not weary. So stop trying to guess and asking other people who are lost and waiting like you are what God is up to. Go to God yourself.
That's right.
Go source yourself. Go to him in worship, in prayer, studying of the word yourself. Here's to know that God is with you while you're waiting. He says he will renew your strength.
Right.
It says in here that he will mount up with wings like an eagle. Now, I looked up some attributes of an eagle, the way that an eagle is with their eaglet. That's what they're called, the baby eaglet. An eagle, when she gives birth to an eaglet, she makes a nest. Now, her nests are made out of thorns and limbs and things like that, literally broken limbs, thorns. And what she does is she covers those thorns and those limbs with leaves and soft things. Then she lays her eggs on that. Then as the eaglet grows and she wants them to get out to fly, she begins to take the soft things away. She takes away the leaves and anything that she put in there soft. What begins to happen is the sharp things begin to create an irritation. So now the eaglet is so irritated that they want to get out of the nest. So what happens is the eaglet begins to go over to the edge because now it's so irritated because of these thorns and these broken limbs. And it gets close to the edge, and then it falls out. Now, of course, the eaglet has never flown before. So the mother stays close by. The eagle stays close by to watch this eaglet. And as the eaglet drops, but it doesn't at first begin to use its wings, the mother scoops down and reaches for the eaglet. And it goes on her talon. It's called the talon. Her wing is called the talon. And it scoops down and it gets the eaglet on the talon, and then it takes it back up to the nest. This is what God does. See, you're in an uncomfortable situation.
That's good.
Has been taken away. And it's a little irritating to you. So, yeah, you might try to step out on faith. But if God sees that you can't fly at that particular time, he scoops down and he gets you to keep you. He protects you, catches you when you thought you were going to lose your mind. He was right there. He catches you when you were ready to quit. He was right there. He catches you when you wanted to throw in the towel. He was right there. And that's how he mounts up with wings like an eagle. He catches you. He keeps you. Now, you may have to try it again, but this time you might be a little bit stronger when you get out there to fly. It may be a little tough, but he's got you. Elder, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, it's, and you know, that happens to everyone. I don't care how seasoned you think you are. You may have a day or a time in your walk that you feel like, God, where are you? And I'm not hearing you, or I don't feel your presence, or even why am I going through this? And, you know, I've been saved for 20 years, and I've been teaching and preaching in the gospel, and why am I going through this? And so it doesn't matter what degree or what level, you know, because you read in the scriptures, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. So it don't matter if you're old, young, you know, middle age. It affects everybody because of our flesh can get in the way, and we can lose contact, or we felt like we lost contact with the Lord. And we wonder why we go through certain things. Because I know with me, there's been seasons in my life where I felt like, oh, God, am I going to ever get through this? Or why does it seem like I'm always going through something? Am I going to ever not have a season where, because it seemed like every season I was going through something. And it just felt like there was no end in sight. And right. I said, Lord, what's going on? Why is this happening? You know, and I didn't hear from me. You know, like you said earlier, you know, he was quiet. He wasn't saying nothing. You know, and I was like, man. To be honest, it was times where I wanted to give up. And just say, okay, I don't want to do this no more. You know, because at least when I was in the world, I felt like I was in control of what I was doing. Little unbeknownst to me, I wasn't. But, you know, when you're in the world, you know, you feel like, do what I want to do, how I want to do it. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, I ain't going to have to answer to nobody. And, you know, and so it's easy to get frustrated. And I don't care if you've been teaching and preaching for 20 years or you're a new convert, it don't matter, you know, because we all go through it, because we all flesh and blood, and we all get to that. We all go through a carnal thinking stage or phase, you know, and, you know, we have to get reeled back in by the Holy Ghost. So it's good. Good teaching, in fact. Good teaching.
Hey, you mind if I add something real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. I just wanted to comment real quick. It's a great teaching, and I'm actually in the middle of that right as we speak. It seems like every time someone teaches, I'm got to be sitting in front of the class because the lesson is specifically for me. There's an area, Evangelist asked me how I was doing before we went on the air, and I told her I was happy, excited, and tired at the same time. And what I meant by tired is waiting on the Lord, you know. And I'm one of them ones. I can wait for so long, and then I want to go ahead and put my hands and try to do the Lord's work, and that's where we mess up. And the Lord is just being quiet. And even though He's working on some things, doing some things, and yet I'm in a rush. And the reason He's quiet and taking His time is because if we rush, just like waiting at that light, if you're sitting there and someone is taking too long and you're trying to blow the horn, it seems soon like you get a little bit ahead, you see an accident. And that could have been me if I was rushing. And I just learned that in the spiritual, you know, I'd be waiting on the Lord to move, and then sometime I want to do it myself, and end up being in an accident, and it ended up being up that much longer. So I just wanted to add that in and just tell the Evangelist it's a great teaching, and it's definitely for me tonight, for sure.
I want to go back to verse 20, because verse 29, Elder Taylor, you gave your testimony on Sunday, and one of the things you had said was when you were in the hospital, and you were there by yourself, you got like a renewed appreciation for God almost. I looked at verse 9, He giveth power to the faint, and to them who have no might, He increases strength.
Right.
It was
right
that time of you being down,
God gave you power, and he gave you strength. Because then it was like you were being filled. You were being filled. You couldn't get up and just walk around, or you couldn't just get up and do what you want to do. You had to lay in that bed. And while you were laying in that bed, God was doing a work in you.
That's right. Hey, so right. Because he gets us in situations where we can't do nothing.
Right.
You know. And that's the way it was with me. And also to add to that, you're so right. But to add on to that, you know, I was at peace, you know, because he spoke to my spirit and was like, it is well. It is well, you know. So I just let them do their thing, you know, and I knew that it was well in my, as they say, in my sanctified soul. And I just let the Lord have his way, and he gave me it was like a renewal and a whole new appreciation for who he is and what he is in my life and how he brought me through that. And because I'm so much better with patience, but as a younger adult, you know, in my 20s, mid 20s, early 30s, I didn't have patience hardly at all for nothing, you know. And it took the presence of God in my life to really move on me to have patience. And, you know, I complained about stuff that didn't allow me to have the patience, you know. And so and to know me then and to know me now, you would see a big difference in my patience with people, because I really didn't have patience with people at all. If you couldn't do it as fast as I needed you to do it and wanted you were no good for me, you know. And so I didn't have the patience to deal with people. I needed everybody to move like I moved, and if you didn't, then you know, what good are you to me? You know. So I had to mature out of that, you know, and learn how to be patient with people, you know. And as we grow in the Lord and mature in the things of God, patience is really a virtue. It really is, because you have to have patience with the Lord, and you got to have patience with his people.
Right.
And so when you're interacting and dealing with each other in the body of Christ, or even with people in the world, you got to have patience with each other, you know. So this is a good lesson on being tired and tired of waiting on God, because it's so easy to do, you know, to just quit, give up. I don't want to do it no more because I don't have the patience. So good work, good work.
That's the real of this walk. That's the real of this walk. I mean, and I thank God for love towards us. His love, amazing. So I like I said on tonight, I just want to encourage you, everybody that's listening, he giveth power to the saints, and to them that have no might, he increaseth your strength. And like we read in 30, even the youth shall faint, you know, and be weary.
Mm-hmm.
Young shall utterly fall.
Right.
Doesn't matter your age.
Yeah.
You know, it
I went to awake today for 11-year-old.
Wow. Wow.
That shot itself in the head.
Wow.
Today. One of my ex-players and somebody that I coached that Evan played with, as I told y'all Sunday, you know, his waking funeral was today. So when you said even the youth shall faint and the weary and the young men shall utterly fall, his picture, his face just like appeared in front of me.
Wow.
You know, because it's such a true statement. When young people are leaving this earth as fast as anyone that's old or sickly. You know, so it's so true.
Prayers definitely for that family. That God would just wrap his loving arms around them and give them peace.
Yes.
And we're going to go into verse 31. And I hit upon, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." And I talked about how the eagle swoops the eaglet and how God swoops us up. And it goes on to say, "They shall run and not be weary." And what I thought about on this one is, runners, they have this thing called a second wind.
And right.
A second wind is a phenomenon in distance running, such as marathon, road running. It's whereby and suddenly finds the strength to press on at top performance. And that's what that reminded me of, running. They should run and not be weary. You may be a little tired. You may be a little bit out of breath. But if you continue, you're going to get that second wind. God is going to give you that second wind. So he's going to give you that strength that you need to press on. He's going to give you that strength that you need to not give up. He's going to give you that strength that you need to hold on. No matter what is going on around you, you are going to continue to trust God. God is right there giving you that encouragement to keep going. It may come through a sermon. It may come through somebody at Walmart just giving you an encouraging word. It may come through someone praying for you. It may come through you just seeing a scripture somewhere to tell you to hold on and don't give up. That's just
right.
How God, God can use anything. He can use anything to give you that word that you need to get that second wind, to not let go. Yes, frustrations are going to happen. Yes, there's some things going to happen in this life. Because must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. Yes, you're going to go through something, but the thing is, you're not going through it by yourself. And then the last portion of that says, "And they shall walk and not faint." It doesn't take you out of the situation. You may not get scooped up in this situation. You may not get that to win, but keep walking. Keep walking. Keep getting up in the morning. Keep washing your face. Keep brushing your teeth. Keep putting your clothes on. Keep moving. Keep eating your meal, whatever it is that you have. Keep thanking God for your provision. Keep thanking God for the blood of Jesus. Keep thanking God for your family. Keep thanking God that you have your health and your strength. Keep thanking God for his word. Keep thanking God that even if he doesn't do it, he's well able to do it. Keep giving
right.
God glory. Just walk. Giving God. Just thank him for everything. Thank him for your name. Thank that you don't have oxygen to keep you breathing. Just thank him. God provides encouragement along the way so that you can stay in the race. You got to run on to see what the end is going to be. There is something greater and bigger that God is preparing you for. And like even Elder Oliver said, that greater and bigger just could have been you were the one that didn't get into the accident. That greater or bigger just could be something that God is keeping you from. But if you are waiting on something on tonight, if you're waiting on God to fulfill something on tonight, whatever you are going through, it's not to take you out. but it's to make you strong. That's what it's for. It's not to take you out, but it's to make you strong. If you wait upon the Lord and be of good courage, even in spite of everything that's going on around you, yes, you may be losing things, but you have your life. Yes, your family may be talking about you, but you have your life. God is your mother, your father, your sister. God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Go to him. Go to him and be encouraged. Go to him and get your strength you need. Young people, let me tell you, don't worry about who's following you on TikTok or who's following you on Facebook, because you should be following Christ. You should be following Christ. Don't worry about who's following you. You follow Christ. Don't worry about how many likes you got. Don't worry about how many likes you got or who thought what you said was good. Like and love Christ. That's who you should be. Young people, I want to encourage you on tonight. It's not about who's following you. It's about who you are following. Are you following Christ? Are you going after God? Are you seeking to find out who he is to you in your life? Don't worry about who don't like you, because in the end, that doesn't matter. It's about what you're doing and who you like. Do you like Christ? Do you follow Christ? Do you go after Christ? Do you TikTok God? Instead of being on TikTok for hours and hours at a time, or YouTube or Facebook. I understand those are great things to get in touch with people, but too often our young people are making those things their life. And when people don't like them or when people have a nasty comment, they take it to heart. But let me tell you something, young people. God loves you. And in the end, that's the single most relationship that's going to matter the most. God will renew your strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
That's right.
God is right there to renew your strength. Thank you for joining us on tonight. I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to me on tonight. These are some very encouraging scriptures. And whatever you are going through in your life, whatever's happening in your life on tonight, I pray that you would be strengthened by the word of God. I pray that you would turn to him, run to him, fall upon him in worship and prayer and praise and reading the word of God. And when you're tired, let him renew your strength. When you feel like you can't go on, turn to him. He will give you the strength that you need so that you won't faint. He'll give you the power that you need so that you won't give up. Turn to Christ. Taylor, thank you very kindly. I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
All right. I tell you, that's another great Bible study, another great teaching by our own evangelist, Dale Stanton. Great word. And I really hope and pray that this word had free course in everyone tonight that's been listening, no matter where you are or what avenue you've been listening to it on. And we just want to say that, Lord, just have your way in the people tonight and just be glorified in the word, that it was broken down and people understood and had an ear to hear what your spirit was saying tonight. Because in a time such as this, you know, people can really run out of patience. And people are tired and tired of waiting on God and can lose in this race and can fall out the race and quit and just feel like I don't want to be in the race no more. But just understand, because of this word in Isaiah 40, verses 27 through 31, it's very encouraging. And I've read that I don't know how many times. I can't even tell you how many times I've read that in my walk with the Lord. But tonight, it just rings different to me. Tonight is more encouraging, the way it was taught and the way she explained it. So, and I pray that everyone got the same kind of effect from it. So, Elder Oliver, would you like to add anything before we close out, sir?
No, I just agree with you. It's another great teaching. And again, looking at something I read for over 30-something years, and I'm looking at it like I heard it for the first time tonight. I'm amazed by that. So I can't say nothing, Doc. It was just a great word, and especially when I needed it the most. So it seemed like I was, you know, it was speaking directly towards me and nobody else. So whenever you get that point, your body becomes numb, and best thing to say is amen and just take what she says and keep it moving. Amen. But it's a great, great lesson, and I know I'm going to be studying that scripture totally, like you said, totally differently than the way we normally looked at it. But tonight it was something, a whole new light on it, like a brand new word, like I got a new toy to go play with when we get off the phone. So Evangelist, great teaching as usual.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we just want to thank everybody that's been listening in tonight. And we have many services throughout Praise Tabernacle Church every week. You know, we on Mondays. You know, if you want to write these services down, just to remind you to put them on your calendar, please do so. I'll go through them real slow for you. On Mondays, we have D&K Ministries with Derek Oliver and his wife on Mondays at 7 p.m. Then on Tuesdays, again, we have dynamic Bible study teaching with Praise Tabernacle Church, you know, with me as your host on behalf of Bishop Omar Zachary and Lady Zachary, with our great teachers and our panel. Then on Thursdays, we have Bishop Omar Zachary and family at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live and on Chaos Block Talk Radio every Thursday. You can tune in, get a good word from Bishop Omar Zachary and Lady Zachary, the pastors of Praise Tabernacle Church. Then on Sundays, we're right back at it again. Every Sunday morning at 9:15, start of the service, Sunday morning worship with Praise Tabernacle Church, Bishop Omar Zachary again and Lady Zachary. Tune in and come in and praise and do praise and worship with us and get a good word from the Lord. We'll be on Facebook Live, Praise Tabernacle Church or PTC, Facebook Live, and also on Chaos Block Talk Radio, presented with Derek Oliver. So if there be nothing else, that's our schedule every week, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Sundays. And pretty full week. So anytime you want to tune in to Praise Tabernacle Church, feel free to do so at any given time. And we'd like to hear from you. If you can chime in on Chaos Block Talk Radio website, tune in and give us some what you think about the services that you hear throughout the week. We'd like to hear from you. Prayer requests, we'd like to hear from you. You got prayer requests you'd like for us? If that's, I believe that's possible, Derek Oliver. Can we get prayer requests on Chaos Block Talk Radio?
We're working on that right now. We can.
Okay.
They have to leave a message in our comments when they go to our, our online. Just leave a comment there. But we're working on a permanent phone line that they can just call right in and leave their prayer request right there on the phone line. There'll be a toll-free number.
Okay.
We're still working on that.
Okay, great. All right. So if there be nothing else, I'll pray us out, and we'll be done with tonight's Bible study. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for the woman of God that came forth with the word tonight. We pray that you restore her, revive her, renew her spirit, man, that the enemy cannot come in and touch her, and the enemy cannot come in and touch her physically or mentally, you know, or anything demonic spiritually, Lord God, that you will have your way in her life, Lord God. Cover her with your blood. Protect her, Jesus, and also with her husband, Deacon Lee Stanton, Lord God, that you have your way in their home, Lord God, and that they continue to walk with you and talk with you, Jesus. And then everybody that's listening tonight, Lord God, wherever they are, wherever they may be, that you continue to move by your Holy Ghost power in their lives. Touch them, Lord God, right where they are, Lord God. Meet every need of everyone that's been listening tonight, Lord God, that you can strengthen them, Lord God, that they can mount up on wings as of eagles, Lord God, that they can walk and not faint, you know, and run and not quit, Lord God, that you can just touch them in supernatural ways and super spiritual ways, Lord God. Every family that needs you tonight, Lord God, let them hear from you, Jesus, and we pray that they'll reach out to you, Lord God, and reach their hands out to you and ask you to come into their life, Lord God. Everybody that needs Jesus, Lord God, that they can confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that God raised you from the dead, Lord God, and that you walk, Lord God, that they can sup with you, that they can eat with you, they can drink with you, all in the spirit, Lord God. And we thank you right now for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do, that you continue to bless the people of Praise Tabernacle Church, the members of Praise Tabernacle Church, and everyone all over in England and Germany and the Bahamas, everyone that's listening tonight, Lord God, touch us. Have your way in our lives, Lord God, that we can humbly be obedient to who you are and what you are in our lives. But before we leave, we always say Matthew 28:19-20, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you all, and amen. Good night.